Kristen Johansson sent us this video of the large crowds. Take a look with me. This is Tahrir Square. You know, this is Cairo. He shot it just earlier today. Thousands of protesters filling the square there. They're pushing for Egypt's military rulers to speed up the pace of democratic reforms that so many of them fought for several months ago. Now I want to bring in our own Diana Magne. She's live for me in Cairo. And Diana, these protesters, they say that they were returning to the site of a revolution. Why?
They say that they don't see the pace of reform as moving fast enough. You know, whereas 4 months ago we saw protesters here in Tahrir Square protesting, of course, against Mubarak's regime. And on the Day of Rage, which this day has been named after, it's called Day of Rage 2. Day of Rage 1 in January was really a turning point in the revolution where you saw people saying, we are not going to move until our demands are met. And now, 4 months later, they're saying our demands still haven't been met. The military council who's now ruling this country are too close to Mubarak and the previous regime. They don't understand democracy. They joined the revolution, but are not revolutionaries themselves. And people are very angry, Brooke, because we've been seeing hundreds, if not thousands, of arrests, people brought to military tribunals, military justice, rather than actual civilian justice being used against revolutionaries. They're also seeing no freedom of speech. So people are really saying, how can democracy go forward when this regime is really just a little more of the same? We want to see some proper change, and we want to see it now.
So, Diana, if these Egyptians aren't confident now that their demands aren't being met, and keep in mind, elections slated for September, how do they feel, how confident do they feel about proper democratic change come this fall?
Well, the decision to hold elections in September was really decided by a referendum, and a lot of people say that that referendum was to an extent sabotaged by the sort of religious right, and that it was billed by, for example, the Muslim Brotherhood as a religious vote. If you want to vote as early as September, then you should say yes in this referendum. Whereas in fact liberals, and there are a lot of those young activist bloggers down on the street below me, they believe that really September's far too early to try and establish any kind of political parties, so that there should be a little more time given so that the various sort of opposition groups can establish themselves properly, so that there is actually a broad spectrum, political spectrum, of parties that people can vote for. So there is definitely a sort of conflict about the date of the elections and whether it isn't just too early, Brooke.
Look at those crowds, thousands of people. Diana Magne, appreciate it, from Cairo. A couple of minutes ago, our political team, our duo in the political unit, told you about the